We agreed to establish 25 cantonments in the first phase and the remaining 15, because we had agreed earlier to have 40 cantonments set for the opposition. So the remaining 15 will be in the second phase. Now, why are they going to be established? I think almost everywhere in the state, 8 states, the former states, we don't have in Warabi state, we don't have cantonments, and Lekki state, we don't have cantonments, but Western Baragazal, we have, Awil, we have, Western Equatoria, we have, Central, Eastern, Jongole, Upper Nile, almost all those 8 states we have.
When do you see the actual establishment happening?
For Kindila, which was the first state of before, you know, the Kindila was chosen as a pilot project. And the decision has come that we are to go there by the 10th, Kindila to be opened. 10th of this month, Kindila will start as a cantonment site. Officially. 10th this month. The rest, maybe in 2 weeks' time, because we are going to give orders. The JDB chairperson will give orders to the forces, the SPLIO, and also down of the oppositions, and also down of SSPDF, to report to their barracks and also the cantonment site immediately, so that they are registered, they are screened and sent for training. Why we are doing this? Because we want to catch up with the timeline. We know May we are supposed to form the Tigunu, but without the establishment of a strong security organ in the country, the establishment of Tigunu will not really be in a good, will not have a good foundation. So we need to catch up with that and make sure by May we need to have at least the first batch of deployment in Juba and major cities to be able to protect the civilians.
When do we see the actual training happening?
They said cantonment sites should be open until, if we start on the 10th, then they have 45 days and should be closed. So within 45 days, training will start. Because we believe by then, the training site that will be in Morota will be open also.
Could you differentiate to the people of South Sudan in this cantonment area? Is there a specific mention only for IO and SSPDF, or all of them will assemble in one area for the process to begin?
Okay, according to the agreement, all opposition forces will be cantoned. All forces, armed forces, will be cantoned, but the opposition forces will have their own cantonment sites separate. And then the government forces will be cantoned in their former barracks, former major barracks, they will be there. But, of course, there are other barracks, like along the border. Those ones are there to protect the territory, the country, from foreign aggression. So those ones will still maintain their positions until the first batch is being trained and deployed as a replacement. Then they will come to their barracks where they can be assessed and taken for training.
Does it mean all the 8 cantonments in the former states are going to be specifically for IOs,
yes,
soldiers?
Yes, we have cantonment sites for the, not for SPLIO only, for the oppositions.
Yes.
Then the barracks, we have 10 major barracks, then other 68 small barracks. That one is for the SSPDF, and they will all go to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where they'll be cantoned. That's where they will be assessed and sent for training, mm-hmm, together with the SPLIO. The unified training will take place in a chosen training site where the SSPDF will send theirs, then the opposition will send theirs. After all the team come together, they'll be trained unifiedly, then they will be deployed also together, jointly.
When do they start to assemble in these areas? Like you said, the duration is 45 days, right? So when will these 45 days start?
It will start differently. For Panyume, which is Kindila, it will start on the 10th. We are not only going to visit on the 10th. On the 10th, that is when cantonment site is beginning to be established.
Meaning all the opposition forces around Yeh River State will assemble in Kindila?
They will start to come to cantonment on the 10th. It will be open for them to come in by the 10th of this month. So what we are doing right now is look for them food, medical equipment, and other necessities that are required in a cantonment site. So by the 10th, we need to have the first group entering inside the cantonment site. We have agreed that in each cantonment, there should be a total of a maximum of 3,750 combatants per each cantonment, and a minimum of 750, which is not less than the force of a battalion.
So we have mentioned something about taking drugs. What about issues to do with the funding? But these are people who need to eat. Some of them might fall sick. They need medical and they need other personal upkeeps. Was the funding made available, or is there any promise from well-wishers, the partners, the government, and the international community as to maybe they're going to fund this cantonment? Because this is one of the major challenges that will make some of these soldiers to move away from the cantonment side.
We have drafted budget, and we have sent to the NPTC. We don't know whether it is going to go through or not, but we cannot wait for money from abroad or from where. It may not come. It may come, yes, it will be of help if it comes, but what if it doesn't come? Do we have to continue waiting? We don't have. So the little that we have, we'll use. Even if we don't have anything, we've been surviving. So we'll just move willingly, because at the end, what is important is the political will to do something good for this country. Yesterday, after the directive from the chair of JDB, General Jokriak, he immediately instructed the logistic department of SSPDF to start looking into the issue of food and medicine to be taken to the cantonment sites. So I believe that if we're going to receive something right now in Kendila or Panyume, it will come from the SSPDF account.
There has been this complaint of some people, like for example, the cantonment that was chosen as a pilot project for Yeh River State is said to have been rejected by authorities of Yeh River State. Some of them are citing issues of occupation. These forces will be there forever. Their land will be taken over and all this. Has all this been taken into consideration for other areas in the country?
You see, when we're talking of security issues, we leave it to the security personnel. We don't need to mix politics with security. The JDB acted as security, head of security in the country, and whatever it is going to be, these soldiers are going to be controlled, they are going to be managed, and they are not going to misbehave, because there are going to be rules put in place, and they are going to be protected. Even in the training side, the training side will have protection forces. So we are not going to mess around with civilian properties. We are now living in Panyume. Have we caused any destruction in the area? Have we done anything bad to the community? No. We live hand in hand with the community. We cannot survive without the community. If there are some indiscipline cases from private, let me say individual soldiers, you cannot just label it that, okay, this is IO program. No, those are individual cases that are being handled at the administrative level.